lose a little, take a risk and make it back. Have you seen the way I train? Ain't no slipping off a track. Cause we only moving forward, ain't no way we going back. There's big money on the table, I'm not trying to break the rules. Cause my ego now I'm poor and I got bigger things to prove. I done stood it, signed a planet out of knives going
slow. All right, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Extreme Lifestyle Living Podcast. Now, today, what we're going to be talking about is the topic of being impeccable with your word. And the reason why this is so important to talk about is because, you know, actually, impeccable, the word impeccable means without sin. And, you know, not to be religious or spiritual or talk about God or anything like that. But, you know, for my interpretation of without sin just means, you know, without malicious intent, you know, without breaking the rules of whatever you consider to be a negative aura or negative entity or negative energy at that whatever avenue of your life you take to receive that as. And the reason why I'm making that a little bit long-winded is because, you know, when I was reading a book the other day, it was breaking down the meaning of impeccable, you know. And I think, you know, being impeccable with your word, I just thinking, like, you know, it rings so true, because, you know, where I'm at with my life right now, and I'm looking at my laptop right now to give you more of a visual, and it's my 2024 vision board. And it's so crazy because seeing it compared to what it used to be in 2020, like 4 years ago, right? And it's just crazy to see the growth over the last 4 years. But the biggest thing, and I was actually talking to one of my clients recently at the gym the other day, shout out Ash, we had a really good conversation, I got a lot of respect for you. And, you know, if you ever listen to podcasts, I know you don't listen to audio podcasts, so it'll even be more of a shout out for you. But, you know, we were just talking about, like, you know, like commonalities amongst certain people, right? And this is actually a big conversation I have with a lot of my clients. And it's about, like, you know, who you are amongst the masses of your communities, your people, your work culture, like all these different things, right? And like the biggest core competency is, like, you know, integrity, you know, personal integrity. You know, you want to, like, that's why it's so important to, like, be impeccable with your word, is because, you know, what you say, you have to do, you know. And it's like the more you don't back up what you said you're going to be doing, then your integrity, your value of your own word is shit, you know. And I think that's the biggest reason why being impeccable with your word is so important to talk about. And, you know, to bring it back to the conversation I was having at the gym with my client, it was just about, like, you know, like, what's the core competency of, like, how you see success in terms of creating impact, creating a community, being a leader amongst people of their lives and things like that. And it's like, you know, being impeccable with your word, having integrity with what I say I'm going to do and going out and doing it, you know what I mean? And I've just stayed true to it. And it's funny because another conversation that I've had recently with Emma is, like, you know, like, how do we stay so goal-oriented? How do we stay so focused on the end goal and what we really want to get out of life? And it's because we got to know why we're doing it, you know what I mean? And it's like, it all goes into an accordance of where we're going in our life. Like, is what we're doing today, we're going to replicate where we want to be tomorrow, you know what I mean? And being impeccable with your word and having integrity with what you say and what you're doing just builds momentum in your life, because as you do what you say you're going to do, not only do you increase your self-worth with yourself and understanding that you are going to do what you say you're going to do, you build that same trust outside of yourself and into the world around you. And, like, that's, I feel like, you know, like, for me, is, like, what matters the most for who I am as a person. You know, like, I'm so blessed to be in the position that I am right now, to be, like, leading by example. And, you know, by the time, actually, you guys are listening to this Monday, which is April 15th, and this Thursday, I actually gotta make sure I'm allowed to talk about this, but, like, this Thursday, I have my first radio segment on Virgin Radio, 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. I have a little bit of a segment coming out on that. And I do truly believe it was from 4, 5, 6 years ago, just starting this journey and being impeccable with my word. It's what matters most to me, because, like, I just lead by example, and it's like the integrity behind it. Everyone believes me and knows me because it is what it is. It's nothing, you know what I mean? And the reason why that comes back to, you know, the integrity thing with your word is because if you don't follow what you say you're going to do, it means you're not in control. You know what I mean? And it's a simple one to show how much we are not in control, even though we think we are, is how many of us right now have an alarm set with a backup alarm set with it. Like, you know, be impeccable with your word. If you say you're going to get up at 6 a.m., why do you have a backup alarm for 6:15? I'm fucking guilty for it, you know? And, like, I'm literally, Emma's like, I'll get up at 7. I'm always 7:15. I don't know why. It's like that extra 15, 5, 10 minutes gives me grace of some bullshit, false validation of control, right? But at the end of the day, it's not being integral. I want to get up at 6. I don't get up at 6. You know, I'm not in control. You know what I mean? And, like, that's where you really want to have an understanding of, like, you know, being truthful with what you're saying and integral to it. Because If you do ultimately back up everything that you say you're going to do, you have the ultimate control. And then that's when you have a lot of, again, going back to the self-worth and then building that self-respect, like, you know, that's when you start to get momentum in your life. And not only are you building it for yourself, but building that validity on the outside world with you. And I just think that's so important. And I'm not saying you got to be saying a bunch of bullshit. Like, that's the thing, like, you know, just start being aware of what you're saying and how you're saying, you know. And I think, you know, you can catch yourself in some tongue ties of just bullshit you're talking, right? Because we're all human, you know, we all have ideologies of where our life should be and where we want it to be and all these different things, you know. But I just think the biggest thing with that is, like, you know, just make sure, like, what you're talking about is with intention, you know. And I think bringing it all the way back to fitness, health, relationship with food and mental health and mindset, I just think, you know, the relationship with yourself amongst all of that is how you say you're going to implement it in your life and stick to it, you know. And I think that's being impeccable to your word, you know. And anyone that works with me knows I talk about non-negotiables, talk about standards, I talk about, like, you know, having clarity as to what everything means to you. Because again, at all that matters when it comes to all of everything I'm talking about with this topic is being impeccable with your word, building that self-trust, that self-worth, and knowing that you're integral with what you're going to say and do. You know, and not only is that a huge self-reflection of your personal character, your intelligence, your intellectuality, like, you know, confidence, but it's also a huge test of, like, you know, what you're available to do with the life around you. You know what I mean? Because just think about it, you know, like, people that do what they say they're going to do and back it up have actions that speak louder than the words. You know what I mean? And then, like I said, to kind of tie it off is, like, you know, if you don't follow what you say you're going to do, then you're not in control. And if you're not in control, then, you know what I mean, you're not going to be one of those people that can take advantage of these opportunities we're talking about and be an authority. You know what I mean? Because you're not one of those people that are in momentum. You know what I mean? You're just kind of fizzled out, just kind of filling your head with bullshit. You know what I mean? Talking out your ass, as I'm saying. But, you know, to kind of close it off, just to be a short and sweet episode, is, like, you know, be impeccable with your words. Stay true to what you say you're going to do and do it. You know what I mean? Because I think at the end of the day, you know, and I always have this, I've talked about this a lot on this podcast, but, you know, like, being institutionalized to, like, what you and who you are. You know, like, I actually had an episode when I talked about I didn't take my puffer for a few days because I was like, if I'm stranded on an island, I just want to have me, myself, and I just know that I'm good. And just, you know, from the mental health standpoint, I was battling with deep depression before, right? Be like, I want to make sure I have everything in my mentality to take care of me. And this is the biggest thing, right? Like, when you're impeccable with your word, like, it's the purest form of mental health clarity. You know what I mean? Because, like, again, like, it's not about going out, rechanging the way you're thinking and stuff, but becoming more aware and just understanding if you're talking out of your ass. Like, prime example, if you're with a group of people and you're just kind of talking to talk and to feel involved and stuff. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, you know, you're going to be saying a bunch of shit that you probably don't really, you know what I mean, are integral to. Like, you might commit to things that you maybe know you're not committed to. You may say things you know you shouldn't say just to get kind of, like, parts of the conversation going and stuff. But, you know, ultimately, you're just not in control at that point. You know, I'm just kind of ranting at this point, but ultimately, I just want to talk about, you know, to be impeccable with your word, why it matters most to me. And I just think it's just something that's so important because, you know, integrity to what you say is absolutely everything. Because, you know, if you know for a fact, you're like, I'm at the point in my life now where, like, I even just talk to certain people. I'm like, dude, like, straight up, no disrespect. You're not worth my time to talk about because we've had the convo 3-4 times. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm impeccable with my word to the point that, like, that's what I stand on most. And that's how I got my life this far, I believe, you know, because actions speak louder than words. And if you speak less than you do, in terms of, like, talking out your ass, your actions speak louder. Like, I'm going to go do X, and then you go out and do X. Then when people hear you, they're only hearing the things you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so important as well to be impeccable with your word. But to finish off this tangent, be impeccable with your word. You know what I mean? Stay true to what you say you're going to do and stick to it. Build that self-worth that you deserve and understand that it all starts with the internal dialogue you give to yourself to make sure you are doing what you say you're going to do and understand why you're doing it. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, make sure your motives are pure. Make sure your motives are, like, if you're like, are full of love, full of, like, abundance, and want all the positivity for the right reasons. You know what I mean? Not with malicious intent and taking over with your ego and things like that. But, you know, I just think it's start simple. You know, start with being integral with your word, building that self worth, building that momentum, and getting in ahead of your life and in control. But I appreciate you guys all being impeccable with your word. You know, appreciate you guys. I'm just kind of rambling at this point. 6 weeks open this fucking show. I'm so close to being done. So close. And, you know, my brain is literally fried. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. But I appreciate you guys all. Have a blessed week and let's fucking go. Put my prayers up. Life's hard, but we go harder. Yeah, yeah, that's a fact. We ain't scared to lose a little. Take a risk and make it back. Have you seen the way I train? Ain't no slipping off a track. Cause the only